Thomas Cruz Mapother IV wants to die. Yeah, I said it, and I'm convinced of it. If you watch Tom Cruise's career, and after watching this last Mission Impossible Fallout, I am thoroughly convinced that Thomas wants to die. And he will. He will. And I don't wish death on anybody, especially Tom Cruise. Tom Cruise is one of the biggest, he is the biggest action star on the planet. There's no bigger action star than Tom Cruise. The man is a legend. Okay? He flies planes. Really flies planes. He skydives. Like, really, he jumps out of the plane. He flies helicopters. He rock climbs. Like, he really rock climbs. Not at the rock climbing place down the street. I'm talking about hundreds of feet, thousands of feet in the air with no rope rock climbing. Thomas wants to die. And he will. I'm telling you, that's what's going to happen. Tom is well over 50. Okay, he's in relatively good shape for a man his age. You can tell that by the stunts that he does on his own, on his films. But there's going to come a day, Tom, when you get old. And I mean like real old. And you're going to crack a hip. You're not going to be able to run fast like you do now. You're going to fall off something. You're going to blow up in something. Something's going to happen. And I don't wish this on you. But after watching you in Mission Impossible Fallout, I'm convinced more than ever that your crazy little Scientology heart wishes for death. Because ain't no way I would, as an actor, do the shit that you do. In the last Mission Impossible, when you saw the preview and he was strapped to the side of the plane, that wasn't CG. His ass was really strapped to the side of that plane. Anything could have happened. No more Tom Cruise. The scene in this recent movie where you see him jump across the roof and barely make it. He did that. And he broke his leg. If you followed the film, he broke his leg doing that. He could have fell to his death. Thomas wants to die. He's got a death wish. Jackie Chan be watching Tom Cruise like, yo, bro, you need to chill. Like, really, fam. And I can't do Jackie Chan voice, but I'm pretty sure, like, if Jackie Chan was me, he would like sound like that. He would like, yeah. But anyway, Thomas, can't you do a regular rom-com? Can't you do another indie film? Do something simple. Must you tempt death every time you do a film? Must we sit there and hold our breaths when you fall off something and like cast the rope and you know, save the day? Tom, you're giving me heart palpitations. I can't keep doing this. I'm almost 50. My butt puckered about 3 times watching this fucking movie. You gotta stop. You're killing me. Tom, you got a death wish. And I don't want to see you go out like that. But I think that's how it's going to go. I think that we're going to turn on the news and you're going to get that picture. And then you're going to see the year in the year he was gone. And it's going to be some shit on set. It's got to be. Tom Cruise is too big of a superstar. It's too crazy to go out random. I couldn't imagine turning on the news and say they found Tom Cruise slumped over on the toilet. Or they found Tom Cruise face down in a bowl of cereal. Or they found Tom Cruise floating in his swimming pool. Or they found Tom Cruise overseas in the Philippines with three prostitutes. Well, okay, I could believe that. I really could believe that. So, yeah, that's not that far-fetched. But I digress. Thomas, save yourself, man. Make one more Mission Impossible and then retire. I know you're not listening to me, and I know you're not going to do it. But I don't want to see you go out like that, man. Because it's going to happen. You're going to get old. Bless your little Scientology heart. Bless you, Thomas. We're praying for you. Me and Jackie Chan.